From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that the Harold Handy beating case is back in court in front of a different judge on February 16th. Judge Richard Colwick recently recused himself from the matter, but the reason why has not been released. State Supreme Court Judge Thomas Marcel now oversees the proceedings. Columbia County Sheriff's Deputy Kelly Rosenstrach, her husband, gym owner Alex Rosenstrach, IRS agent Brian Hagg, and contractor Corey Gaylord were initially indicted on gang assault charges for the beating of Handy in Kinderhook in 2020. Handy was beaten so severely he was eventually taken to the intensive care. He was eventually taken to the intensive care unit of Albany Medical Center after attending a 2020 July 4th party at the Rosenstrach's home. State police took over the investigation from the Columbia County Sheriff's Office since their own officers were accused. Colwick dropped the top charges in December 2021 after the defendant's attorneys in their criminal case appealed. Jury selection in the case was set to begin last November, was abruptly adjourned after a private conference between Colwick and Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chiker, who was prosecuting the case. The minutes of that discussion have been sealed, so the reason for the delay is unknown. The trial was suspended for 5 days after Hague's attorney filed a subpoena for information about negotiations between a private attorney employed by the Rosenstrachers and a private attorney for Handy to find out if a payout was discussed that would have hinged on the four defendants not being indicted. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News report that Congressperson Pat Ryan, who represents the 18th Congressional District, has introduced his first bill, the Health Care Fairness for Military Families Act. Ryan himself, a military veteran, said, and I quote, "It is not an accident that it is focused on supporting veterans and military families. Specifically, it gets at the issues of rising costs and rising health care costs that put so much pressure on families and military families," end quote. Children of military families get to extend the eligibility for health insurance coverage to 26 years of age under the legislation. Ryan was first elected in August to represent the 19th District and began representing the 18th District after winning the fall election in the 18th because of redistricting. Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. Nick Reisman at New York State of Politics reports that former Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, now in Congress, on February 15th, formally endorsed former State Senator Sue Sereno to take his old job. Sereno announced her campaign earlier this year. Molinaro held the post from 2012 until January when he took over the 19th Congressional District seat. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Sue will be a familiar face to county residents as someone who grew up here, represented Dutchess in the state Senate, served as a county legislator, and operated a local business. Sue's track record of success as a public servant and business owner and independent approach to solving problems will make her a perfect fit to be Dutchess' next county executive. Sue Sereno cares. She listens. She leads. She has my full support," end quote. Sereno lost last fall to Democrat State Senator Michelle Hinchey in a redrawn Hudson Valley Senate district election between two incumbents. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics reports. The Chatham School District reports that both budget propositions passed in their February 14th election. Proposition 1, which authorized $18,218,595 for capital improvements at the school, passed 419-181. Proposition 2, for an additional $3,879,600 in spending for a better HVAC system at the middle school, passed 403-193. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button. to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.